Very good. Good evening, folks.
Really, as always, appreciate your time, as we do each and every week, to bounce the ball, so to speak. Programming highlights, what have you got for us?
Well, let's start with Foxtel, and it's the seventh season premiere of the brilliant comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine tomorrow afternoon on Universal at 4 p.m. For 10, Todd Sampson's Body Hack is back with the new episodes at 7:30 tonight. That guy does some freaky stuff. Well worth a look. On 7, America's Got Talent moves to Thursday nights, and the live performance episodes and the result show will be combined to a single evening. It will air on 7/8 when it conflicts with the AFL. And on the ABC, they have a new three-part series on Sunday nights at 7:40 called The Rise of the Murdoch Dynasty. Should be interesting.
It's certainly been an interesting rise for them, so it'll be an interesting show, that one. So plenty to get through this week in the world of programming. There's the big news, of course, that local markets, the 10 News, has disappeared. It's got now combined bulletin starting Monday. I've heard mixed responses about this.
Well, I'm not sure which the positive mixed ones were, but it was a big day on Friday, September the 11th, the mass exodus of Channel 10 staff, on-air presenters. The entire on-air team read their final bulletins for Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Melbourne also said goodbye to Mike Larkin doing the weather. So Melbourne and Adelaide now have a combined bulletin. Now, for the Melbourne viewers, Victorian viewers, that's not such a big change because they are reading a straight bulletin. So for the combined bulletin, it's the Adelaide viewers that have been ripped off. So last night, they had a pre-recorded first segment that was done at 4 p.m. with a live cross. So that means by the time that aired in Adelaide, that live cross was actually 90 minutes old.
Wow.
And then they had some sections of the bulletin pre-recorded, such as the weather and bits and pieces added in. So a casual viewer might think, it says welcome to Adelaide 10 News, but they certainly got ripped off last night. Melbourne and Victoria, not so bad.
So I guess this is the way moving forward. I was looking at Facebook last night. There was a lot of people saying that they didn't notice much of a difference, as you said there. But a lot of people saying this is, not good. A few other words in there as well. But a lot of people saying that, especially, I think it was maybe the new, I can't remember which market it was. Forgive me for that. But they were saying that they didn't even notice a difference. But it wasn't in the Victorian market. It was in another market. And they didn't even notice a difference.
Well, that's right. So, especially with the Adelaide Bulletin, Jennifer Kite says, good evening, welcome to Adelaide 10 News, and finishes the bulletin by saying, thank you for watching Adelaide News. So, as I said, a casual viewer won't actually notice as much. But, they don't realise that some of these segments they are watching are over, 90 minutes old, and that will push out to an hour and a half when daylight savings comes in. Also, they have the weather presenters doing various markets, and actually last night I noticed on one TV website they had a grab of the Perth news with the Brisbane weather guy, and he said, and tomorrow's weather in Brisbane's going to be fine with a top of, but he was actually referring to Perth. So, they'll have to get used to that one.
Yeah, a few teething problems to start, as there is with a lot of things, I'm sure. Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this evening on the home stretch. And, well, the end of Studio 10 on Friday, and Tristan McManus started yesterday. They had to take down a post on their Facebook page, I understand, because there was a few less than pleasant comments being written. Now, surely if you're going to make changes, you've got to be open to a bit of criticism.
Well, that's right. At one point it said they had over 600 comments on the site, but then only 40 were showing, so they certainly culled a lot of the comments. Look, to be fair, I didn't think there was actually an issue with Tristan McManus. I mean, he was fine with Sarah Harris. They'll grow into the role. Mm. They do need some time. The actual issue was the content on the program. I think the money must have run out because they only had what seemed to be about 1 hour of content that they spread across 4 hours. It was just a very awkward transitions to different segments, and it was actually the format of the show that was probably more of an issue for me than Tristan McManus. He actually was fine.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, I was at work yesterday, so I didn't see it. So maybe one day I'll hit the record button and see how they gel and get along. Because it's like anything, isn't it? You sort of it's not an arranged marriage per se, but it's the on screen husband and wife, as Joe Hildebrand said last week. We're an on screen husband and wife, and it was, you know, you've got to get used to each other one way or another. So they will gel in time. It's like anything, I guess. Holy Moly is moving production.
Yes, because it was going to be filmed in the US. So Seven is moving ahead with production plans for the crazy mini golf format in Australia after filming was cancelled, as I said earlier this year, for the US. Filming for the ambitious series will commence at the beginning of October on a new custom-built course created by production company Eureka on a Cleveland property in the southeast of Brisbane. Along with the regular series, TV Black Box understands the network is also looking to produce some Holy Moly specials featuring junior competitors playing in combination with an adult partner. Seven is expected to confirm full details soon on the cast, but still understands Rob Riggles and Greg Norman will be involved, and it will be screened at the start of next year.
Looking forward to it, actually. It will be one of those cute little shows, I would like to call them. Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this evening. And finally, Aaron, the reveal date for 10 Shake. In the words of Taylor Swift, are we just going to shake it off?
Yes, we are. And we're going to do it in time for the school holidays. 10 is about to shake, rattle and roll as it launches its new multi-channel 10 Shake. We can exclusively reveal, and I'm not sure 10 was too happy about that, but 10 Shake will launch on Sunday the 27th of September on Channel 13 in metropolitan markets, the first weekend of the school holidays for many states. The new channel, hinted by Steve Bulk at TV Black Box exactly 12 months ago, will be mixed with kids programming during the day and guilty pleasure programming at night, none of which I don't think you're interested in.
Oh, good. That's fine. that wraps it up pretty quickly. I appreciate that. Aaron, really do as always appreciate your time on a Tuesday evening. Let us know exactly what's happening in the world of television, and let's do it all again next week.
Okay, shall do.
That is Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box. You can check out their website, tvblackbox.com.au. It's Gold, Central Victoria.